vertical stripes are gonna go like this.
Horizontal. Yeah, we don't
horizontal's want gonna go like this, and then diagonal's gonna go
oh,
like
we want
this.
Diagonal.
Yeah. Okay, so start in a corner, pick whatever corner you want. And
30 musicians in St. Ambrose's new athletic band are getting to know each other while tie-dyeing t-shirts a week before classes start. They work together in groups based on instrument. It's part of their 14-hour days rehearsing and team-building at Assumption High School in Davenport. Brittany Stewart is a freshman who plays the saxophone.
The past few days, they've been crazy, honestly. I didn't think I'd get to know these people that well, but there's a lot of bonding that goes on, honestly. We're all, like, freshmen to the band. Instead of, like, seniors helping freshmen, juniors helping freshmen, we're all helping each other because we're all new to it.
Fellow sax player Amber Williams is a senior who transferred to St. Ambrose last year.
I was like, oh, Ambrose is getting a marching band. Sign me up. Like, that's the first thing I want to do.
Most of the band is made up of freshmen. Director Megan Cooney says starting from scratch is challenging. They had to secure practice space, find instruments, and build a storage trailer. But she says it's mostly exciting.
It's really cool because we're just starting traditions. Like, nothing exists, so we get to make it how we want it. So we're building a culture that we think is appropriate for this particular group in school.
For now, it's a stadium pep band that'll play in the stands during games. But by next fall, Cooney says, they'll begin marching. She's proud of the progress the students made in the first few days of playing together.
I had to hand some paperwork in to athletics. And so the football coach was in there, a couple coaches, along with our secretary and head of athletics. And we've been tweeting all of our rehearsals, bits and pieces. And I said, hey guys, listen to this. And they were like, oh, it's a song on the radio. And it like sounds so good.
St. Ambrose has had variations of a spirit or marching band in the past, but Reverend George McDaniel's history book on the college's first 125 years suggests the last uniformed marching band was on campus in the early 1930s. T.J. Schubert, a freshman playing the sousaphone, says this new beginning gives them a lot of freedom.
I actually really like it because they're kind of like the founding fathers, basically. Like, you kind of get to, like, this is what we're going to do, and you could decide, like, oh, this is cool, or nah, I don't really like this. So there's a lot of control by the students and the directors as well, which I really like.
Jacob Matthews is another freshman sousaphone player and says even in the first couple days of practice, the St. Ambrose band is striving for perfection.
Everything has to be precise. I really like how, like, they push us to be, you know, perfect. Not just, oh, that looks good, but, like, that looks great, you know.
And director Megan Cooney says the athleticism involved makes that even more difficult.
It's like combining music and athletics, and it's very demanding. So you get that, like, camaraderie from sports, but with the expression of art.
And when those elements combine, she says, the atmosphere is electric.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best. People are going to love it.
I'm Lacey Scarmana.